Baseball is full of 100-year-old traditions. Just like baseball, Gelati Construction is full of 100-year-old traditions, too. Ones the company still lives by and practices today. Now it's time for the greatest games in Giants history. Brought to you by Gelati Construction Company.
Marty Lurie here with Chris Haft of MLB.com as we look at another great game in Giants franchise history. Chris, on this one, we're going to go back to 2010 as the San Francisco Giants are going to win a game at the end of the regular season, which wins the National League West for the Giants, which puts them into the playoffs now for the first time in a number of years. All right, so let's go back. It is October the 3rd of 2010, Chris. The Giants now have to get one more win against the San Diego Padres to win the division. It's quite a weekend so far, and they turn to Jonathan Sanchez to get that one victory.
That's right, Marty. Matt Cain couldn't get the job done on Friday night, the opener of that series. Barry Zito couldn't get the job done on Saturday, the second game of the series, so it all came down to Jonathan Sanchez. You know, the previous year, he had been removed from the rotation, but this year, 2010, he pitched like Sandy Koufax down the stretch in September, and winning several decisions, just pitching close to perfect ball, and now he comes down to the final day of the regular season against San Diego, and he throws five shutout innings to get the Giants rolling.
The game is Giants-Padres. Matt Latos is on the other side, who becomes a villain later on in Giant-Padre history. But for Sanchez, as Chris says, it's a great game for him. The Giants put a run on the board. Posey, it's a home run. Sanchez himself hit a triple. Arby Huff had an RBI double. And when it was all said and done, the Giants won the game on October 3rd, 3-0. To win the West and set up the division series against the Atlanta Braves. Now, they're going to open up at AT&T Park. It's October 7th, and they're going to hand the ball to number 55, Tim Lincecum. And this is what becomes one of the great games in Giants franchise history.
Very much a great game, Marty. It entrenched Lincecum's place in Giants lore, in Giants history. He had won two Cy Young Awards already, but with this game, a 14-strikeout game, a franchise record for a Giants pitcher, he topped everything he had done, I think, previously.
The game starts off with a double given up by Lincecum, and everyone's getting a little nervous, but then number 55 settles down. He strikes out five in a row in between the first and second inning.
The 2-2 pitch to Conrad, swing and a miss. He strikes out the side, the last pitch a changeup. He has struck out five in a row.
And you had that feeling at that point that he had the number of the Braves and something special was going to happen. But you have to score some runs. And Chris, the Giants pushed across a run against Derek Lowe in the fourth inning. And it's sort of an interesting way the run came about. Lincecum wasn't part of it, but he sure needed this one run.
He definitely needed this one run, Marty. And his battery mate Buster Posey got started with a single. He stole second base of all things. That doesn't happen too much with Buster. And replays indicated that Buster maybe wasn't safe on the play. And as Buster said in the postgame, Buster's incapable of telling a fib. He said, "I guess it's a good thing we don't have instant replay." That was before replay was instituted now. So, you know, they didn't at that time. And so Buster's at second base. Next two batters strike out, Pat Burrell and Juan Uribe. And then it all comes down to Pablo Sandoval. And you'd think that Braves are going to pitch to him also, but they decide to walk him, even though he'd had a rough close of the season. Then it comes down to Cody Ross, who, of course, we didn't know it then, but he became the postseason hero for the Giants. And in this at bat, he gets that started with a single to left that scored Buster Posey, and the Giants have a 1-0 lead.
The pitch to Ross. He swings it. It's a ground ball. And it's going to Infante into left field. Posey coming around third. Here's the slide. The throw is much too late.
And that's all that Lincecum needed in this one against the Braves. The crowd was just on its feet, and I remember the game, how exciting it was. And Lincecum goes the complete game. He wins the game 1-0 over the Braves. He goes 9 innings, 2 hits, no runs, 1 walk, and 14 strikeouts. And that is for number 55. And Chris, we chose this game as one of the great games in franchise history because it got the Giants rolling in this postseason, which of course they end up winning the World Series and beating Texas. crisis in the end of it. But this one game got people to realize how important Lincecum was, how important the pitching was going to be, and I think it's really one of the great games in franchise history. It's only the first game of a division series. The Braves win the second, Giants win the third and fourth game, and then on to Philadelphia. But for me and for you, this is an important one because Lincecum got it going.
It set the tone, Marty. Of course, the win was important, but the way he did it, he threw 119 pitches, 75 of them were strikes, 33 of them were swinging. You know, he just dominated the game. And his last pitch really wasn't high velocity, but he just put almost every pitch exactly where he wanted it. His final pitch, a 92-mile-an-hour heater, froze Derek Lee, and the Giants were home free in Game 1.
Wow. That's a great game in Giants franchise history. Tim Lincecum, a complete game, 14 strikeouts against the Atlanta Braves. The postseason of 2010 is underway. Chris Half, Marty Lurie, that is another great game in Giants franchise history.
Dating back to 1914, Gelati Construction started with a group of devoted employees working hard to build an enterprise. Over the last 100 years, the number of achievements and completed projects are too numerous to name, but several stand out as examples of the excellent teamwork, engineering expertise, quality of craftsmanship, and attention to detail that have become hallmarks of Gelati Construction Company. Gelati Construction Company, celebrating over 100 years of history and general engineering experience.
This is the home of your three-time world champions.
KNBR 680, the sports leader.
KNBR San Francisco, Cumulus Station.